podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California.
Bing.
All right, we're here. We are here.
We currently exist.
It is Thursday night. It's currently
way too late.
May? Is it May?
It's gonna be May. Yeah, it's May.
May 1st. I didn't play a prank.
That was last month, babe.
Oh, April 1st. All right, April Fools. It's not May Fools. All right, we are here for another
start over.
I don't think we can.
Just kidding.
So I have big news.
Oh, jeez.
I have
just
big news.
Just lay it on me straight.
I'm just going to lay it right on your face. That's the sound of it. I just put it on her face. But before we go any further, this is the drinking show. And I did fancy lazy today.
So, fancy lazy. Yeah.
Do you have your recipe?
Like wearing your fancy shorts.
My fancy shorts, baby. You know. Do you have your recipe?
Yeah, I can look it up in our text.
So cheers really quick.
Cheers.
We sometimes almost forget that, so we'll just go ahead and get it out of the way right now.
Done and done. When the night has come.
Doom, 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 doom. And the land is... Whatever.
Dark.
Anyways.
And the moon
is the only...
Now it became karaoke.
Light we'll see.
All right. Moving on.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you drink with me.
I was going to belt it, but it is
so
late.
Darling, darling, drink with me. Oh, okay. What are you drinking?
Tito's Coconut Lime Refresher.
Is that's the name of it?
Refresher.
That's kind of boring. Call it something different.
Refresher.
Refresher. No, I don't like it. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, spit it out.
2 ounces Tito's vodka.
Incorrect. Why? I did 3.
Of course you did.
I don't waste time with 2 shots.
2 ounces.
If I'm getting a shaker and getting ice, you are getting no less than 3. Thank you very much.
2 ounces coconut cream, 1 ounce fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce simple syrup.
By fresh lime, did they mean in the container that you twist off the top?
It's fresh.
Okay, that's fresh for me.
It was as fresh as...
I went into our neighbor's garden and I grabbed limes
out of a bottle
under the cover of darkness. I stole them.
They didn't say stolen limes.
Oh.
Anyway.
They taste better.
And then top it with sparkling water or club soda. We did the Waterloo lime flavor.
Yes.
It's topped. It is actually pretty good.
The cool thing I liked about it is you put obviously all the ingredients, but with the exception of the soda water, because you don't want to shake that.
Correct.
So I shook everything with the coconut cream. And for those that don't know what coconut cream is, it's a cream that's made from coconut.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but okay.
But it's kind of...
For all you dum-dums out there.
It's not coconut water. It's cream. So it does...
Over-explaining the name that says exactly what it is.
So anyways...
Nailed it.
It thickens up the drink. So it almost like a little milkshakey. But what was cool about it is I shook it up and it settled. It was all dope. And then I put the soda in, and like the top like bubbled, and it would like, it created like kind of like a cool foam.
Mm-hmm.
It added an essence to the drink.
Essence. Like a refresher.
I am having a Dirty Shirley, which is vodka Sprite, which is my, my daily drinker.
Did you already have this?
Because I don't drink Dirty Shirley's.
I'm looking.
But
all right, you're off the hook. I don't see it.
But I already had vodka Sprite poured, and I had another drink planned. However,
you got lazy.
No, I did not. However, at your last Bunko party that we talked about briefly, you used all of my pineapple and all of my cranberry.
There were only three cans.
You used all of it.
And you didn't even want that cranberry.
Cranberry and pineapple were part of my next drink I was planning for.
I mean, funny thing is, that was like a week ago, and you could have gone to the store since then.
I don't do the grocery stores around here. You're the woman in the relationship. Handle it.
You're such a dick.
Handle it.
Dick.
Exactly. I'm the dick.
You're the dick.
I take out the trash and wash the dishes.
Dick.
So anyways, we're getting off track.
Do you want to ride my dick?
Get on this dick.
Get on this dick.
So it is now April or May Fools.
It's gonna be May.
It's late. We need to wrap this show up so we can go to bed, because I'm tired.
And we're done.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with
us. We just gave you one drink and that's it.
But really quick, I gotta conduct some
business. you had a big announcement.
Yes. We have a sex hotline, everybody.
Oh, God.
You can reach us at 951-226-5261. Once again, get your pencils ready. Number two only. 951-226-5261. That is our Sweet Side of Life podcast sex line. With that number, you have direct access to me. I manage the number, and then I show you the messages as they come in.
Right. So we got some neon yeah. ass recently.
Yeah. We've been getting a lot of messages, but, the ones with, boobs and culo are the ones that jump out to me. I mean,
obviously.
So we got a message actually today. They said, "Sweet Side, new followers here." And I was like, "Yes." And then they loved, "Yes." So, new listeners, guys, everybody, welcome Amy and John. They are new listeners. And then we exchanged pleasantries very quickly. And then they said, "Wait, boobs and culo, have a great day." And they sent two very nice pictures. That's my favorite color, by the way.
Boobs.
Boobs. That's my favorite color. I'm a big fan of boobs and butts. So, put me in a good mood. And then it's kind of funny when I'm at work. I'm in construction, like I mentioned, and I get like the bing sound of our sex hotline, and I'm like, what's going on? So I kind of have to step into a corner and like pull my phone out all discreetly.
That's not weird.
It's not weird at all. It'd be weird if I went into the bathroom and pulled my penis out discreetly. But hey, we listen and we don't judge. But they were actually just listening
Wrong.
To our,
I didn't agree to that.
They were listening to our polyamory episode that we did a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And,
where we found out it wasn't for
us. It wasn't for us. But you know what? It works for people.
It
and
works
that's fantastic.
For some people.
So yeah, thank you guys so much. We hope you go all the way back to the beginning and, catch all the way up. There's like 1,027 episodes, I think.
No, there's not. There's what, like 60?
No, we're on official 45 is the official like full length.
Mm.
And then we have like some bonus episodes that we used to do hitting the streets with the sweets as bonus episodes. But we found that the bonus episodes don't get views. They don't get any views at all, which makes sense
because you can't see a podcast.
So we don't mess with the bonus episode stuff anymore because they just went like, I don't know, it was weird. So yeah, we have like 45 official, but if you included the bonus, we're probably, I think, about 50. But
halfway there.
Halfway to 100.
Whoa.
So guys, yeah, my big announcement is,
get to it. Chop, chop.
And there's someone else we're talking to on, on our sex hotline. They're actually north of us, in SoCal, and they just went on a cruise. There's a cruise, apparently. We all know about the Bliss cruises, but apparently there's...
A lot of people don't, probably, so...
We know, and that's all that matters.
But we do know about them.
All right, so the Bliss cruise is a LS nude fun cruise. It goes twice a year, April and November, and... it's been going on for many years. And now there's like Temptation Cruises and there's a lot of other cruise lines that are like saying, hey, you know what?
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Like people like to get naked on boats. So let's...
So weird.
So there's another one that's apparently pretty brand new according to this couple that I was talking to. And they just went on one. They're new. They did not give us permission to use their names. But their names aren't even... Oh, that's why. One of the things they asked about is how often do people use their real names in the LS?
Mm.
And he was... I'm assuming he... I don't know why he... no, you know what? It's a girl. It's a really hot girl. I'm just going to assume. But they... We'll just say they. They were asking, like, in our experiences, like, how people... usernames and stuff. So I told them that I would say at least 80% of people that we know use their real names. But that's based off of the fact that they're really good at not slipping up.
Yeah, we think that's their real name.
We do have some friends that use
alternate names.
That use pseudonyms or alternate names on the initial meets because... You never know.
Yeah.
But we personally decided to not go that route. Because did we ever think about doing...
Not in the LS, no. And we did think about it. I mean...
I know you had like a name you were fooling around with for a second.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think like... It would be like, especially when you're drinking.
Yeah.
It'd be like all of a sudden. And to me, if you can't maintain that, then it almost starts that relationship with a level of distrust.
Right.
So I'm not, there's no judgment. If you choose to do that, great. If you choose not to do that, great. But if you choose to use like alternate names, just be really good at it.
Yeah.
Because...
I mean, there are a lot of people. I think everybody's experience is different, too, though, because I think that, you know, we have a lot of friends, like friends.
We don't like to brag, but
hey. No, I'm saying like we have a lot of friends, you know, so I get that in like that context. But if I was just at some random party that I was going to see these people never again, I don't think I'd really care that much. I mean, if they knew my real name, I don't know that I would like care that, if I used a wrong name or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like if you're seeing someone,
if you slipped up.
Yeah. If you're seeing someone like one time, you're never going to see them again. But the one thing that we have, you know, that we always say we've found out more than one way or the other is that this community is small.
It is
no matter
small.
How
big it feels. Big sometimes.
It feels sometimes it is actually like, you're like one degree away from knowing somebody who's fucked somebody else or who's friends with somebody else or who's like, it's super small.
I've sucked a lot of dick, just by going down on another woman. And I found out after the fact, I'm like, oh, so you were, okay. That tasted familiar.
Stupid. Yeah, so it could, I guess, backfire and make you seem untrustworthy. But I think also people get it, you know?
There's definitely
like a level of understanding. Yeah, like, you weren't trying to deceive somebody in a way.
Just, I don't think it would be like a, oh my God, you're a horrible person.
Yeah. I think it's just.
But at some point, it's like if you use like a alternate name, and then, you know, a month down the road, you're like, all right, guys, just so you know.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. Like, there's no wrong way of doing it. No. I just know personally for us, it wouldn't have worked out because.
Yeah.
I would have been like blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, but anyways, it was an interesting question.
I mean, obviously, like we use Mr. and Mrs. Sweets. So,
yeah,
but
so are you saying that's not a real name?
IRL, you might get a different name.
Wait, whoa, what is going on here? What? Your name is not Mrs. Sweets in real life? IRL? Wow, mind blown.
You're so silly.
That was a big announcement, folks.
That was your announcement?
Yes.
I don't even know what you even said. Like, what did you even announce?
That Mr. and Mrs. Sweets are not our real name. Oh. That would be a really dope last name, though, right?
Stupid.
I totally forgot that our listeners are called the Sweetums.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They're so not.
They are. All right, guys.
No one has to own that.
All right, listeners. Listeners.
Listen up.
People. Listeners.
You don't have to own this or indulge him.
Listeners, Sweetums, I need you guys to... Here's some homework for you. I need you to text our sex line. I got two questions for you. One is, I know I've teased a podcast, my favorite podcast episode, and I'm working on it. It's a lot of work, and I haven't started yet. So,
what kind of work is it?
I have to go through and compile the names and make sure I have all the information correct.
Because
here's the thing: is one thing I've noticed is I'm a huge podcast listener, and podcast, and we don't do enough to lift each other up. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Most podcasts are very much like, you know, this is
like they think there's not enough ears for everybody to listen.
Exactly. And you don't hear, it's not that there's, well, I mean, not right now as far as I know, but back in the day there was some drama with other people, not with us, but anyways.
We're low drama.
We're low drama. Right now, it's just, I listen to a shit ton of podcasts, and outside of a few, nobody really mentions the fact that there are other podcasts out there, and they definitely don't mention them by name, and they definitely do not plug them like personally.
Yeah.
I know like us and Swingers Couch Podcast, we have a relationship. We've met them in real life, IRL. They know our real names, and we've hung out with them, and we have a great relationship, and we have plugged each other back and forth. And I think that's how the community should be.
Yeah.
In general. So there is going to be a show where I'm going to put it all out there, my favorites and whatnot. So that kind of goes into with your homework, Sweetums. That was a mouth fart. So there's two questions. Send a text to our sex line. If you didn't get the number, I'm not going to say it again because my phone battery died. But it's earlier, go back about 5 minutes, and I said it twice. So... And actually, it's in the podcast notes.
It's listed in the notes, bro.
It is. You don't know what's in the notes, bro.
I do, because you tell them it's in the notes, bro.
So I want you guys to let us know, do you want to be called the Sweetums or the Sweeties as your listeners? As the listeners, like your official title, Sweetums or Sweeties? I'm a fan of Sweetums. Sweeties is pretty cool, though. And the second thing is, I want you guys, ladies and gentlemen, to send me your top five podcasts, because I've ran out of podcasts. I think I've listened to every single one on the planet Earth. But here's the thing, is I know there are some that are buried, because we used to be just the Sweet Side of Life, right? And then it took about 3 months for us to change it into the Sweet Side of Life Swingers and Lifestyle Podcast. As soon as we added those keywords, then we popped up in the top 10 of the search criteria.
Yeah.
So it's know
all about
there's
SEO.
What's that?
It's all about SEO. Search engine optimization.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I know there are some good ones that are buried that just don't come up in my searches. So please send me your top five. And then I'm like I said, I want to highlight my favorites and then hopefully get some new ones because I'm running out. I'm starting to just listen to music at work. And ugh. It's just weird. Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. I hate that for you.
It's the worst. Yeah. And then one of the other question that couple was talking about was, they asked when my band was playing again. Mm. We currently do not have any shows booked. We have like stuff in September, but that
which
is so
basically
far.
Right around the corner, babe.
It's April.
It's gonna be May. It's May.
May, June, July.
Oh. It's gonna be here before you know
it. It is, but I'm not advertising it yet because
summer's gonna go quick.
We still don't know really know exactly the drummer situation. Blah 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 blah. So, anyways. unfortunately we do not have anything currently coming up. And then the other thing they were asking is if there was anything in the city, where we're at, if there was anything coming up on the 17th, the weekend of the 17th, May 17th, we are not going to be here because that's our anniversary weekend.
That it yes. is.
So I have not told you yet where we are going, but we are leaving on a jet plane. No, we're not getting on the plane. You're like, what? Get your passport ready.
I know, because I don't have my real ID.
Not yet. So anyways, what was the big announcement?
I don't know, but stop boring us. Get to the chorus.
Was there anything else tied to that? So for tonight, we didn't have.
And I'm normally the one rambling. I'm over here falling chilling. Asleep.
So we didn't have a set concept for tonight. We just kind of wanted to freestyle a little bit and talk about some things. And you know, I wanted to highlight some of our sweetums. And and then really quick before we go on to bigger and better things, we have finalized our Memorial Day trip.
Yes.
Guess what, folks? It is official.
I thought we already talked about this.
We talked about it, but we didn't have shit booked.
We didn't?
I don't believe so. Hmm. But anyway, so...
Your legs are so much tanner than my foot. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. If only we had a clock or something that like... What was the name of that guy with that wore a clock around his neck? What was it?
Flava Flav.
We have gotten a lot of emails and messages and texts.
Most
from
recently,
friends.
A friend texting us saying, "I'm yelling at my phone, Flava Flav."
So apparently, that is a source of a lot of bitterness that we didn't, you know, instantly recall the name of.
I
this.
I mean, it was late and we were drinking.
Yes, it was very late. So, guess what? I don't know where to take that. But so, guys, Memorial Day weekend on Thursday, the 22nd, we are going where?
Vegas.
Vegas. That took you a second.
Viva Las Vegas.
So we are going to Viva Las Vegas with some our Michigan couple, Michigan friends.
Yep.
Tom and Liz.
We
are going with Beard and Butt.
Sam and Cole.
We're trying to get our Palm Springs couple to come.
Yes.
They want to come. They're trying to come, but they haven't worked out the logistics yet.
Yes.
So if you guys are in Vegas and want to meet us, hang out, we're going to be at a couple different places. So on Friday, we don't know where we're going to be. We're just going to be running around town like crazy. Saturday, we are going to be going to the Whispers daytime pool party. Gonna go back to our hotel, shit, shower, shave, and then come back for the Whispers nighttime party, which is schools out for the summer naughty schoolgirl party. That's right. I got my skirt. And then the following Sunday, we are going to the Flirts LV
topless
pool party. It's a
optional.
Optional pool party.
Pool party.
We have been to the Flirts nighttime party and had a great time. So we're looking to see what the Flirts pool party brings us.
Yes.
Yes. And something tells me we're going to be hitting the tiki bars, and we're just going to have a grand old time out there. So if you guys are in the area and wish to join us on that Saturday or that Saturday or that Sunday, shoot us a text on our sex line, and I'll make sure I keep you guys in the loop with all the details. And
the loop-de-loop.
The loop-de-loop. If you haven't been to Whispers, it's a really chill. It's a
casual.
It's a casual as fuck. Big pool party. It's gonna be a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know about flirts, but
I think they said they have like groups come in from Arizona for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And other places. I think they have two groups coming in.
I would imagine from what I've seen from previous events, it's probably no less than 300 to 400 people. And in that area where it's at, it's going to be pumping. Mm-hmm. So we will be there. I will have my dick out. It's going to be fantastic. Because everybody wants to see that.
Mm.
Everybody wants to see the helicopter. Like, nobody wants to see the helicopter. Keep your pants on, sir. And then, let's see. And then this past Friday night.
For somebody who was tired and didn't want to do this, you sure are saying a whole lot.
I'm trying to get it over so I can get to bed. I have a lot of things I wanted to say. I'm trying to get it done. Last podcast, you were the one on the coffee.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like Charlie Sheen over here right now.
Yeah, you are.
So last Friday, we went to the Say Less Productions meet and greet. We were talking about that one. And we saw a lot of our usual friends, and we met a few new listeners as well.
Yes.
We did not get permissions to use their names, so we will not use their names, but sup.
I didn't get a good chat because there was a lot of people who I knew and a lot of people who I didn't know.
Exactly.
And I love that for the meet and greet. Cause
yeah, it's fun seeing new people.
Yeah, fun seeing new people, fun seeing other people connecting and just anyway. So there was a lot going on, so I didn't get a chance to speak to them like you did, but you got a little chatty chat.
Yeah, I definitely had got to chat with them a little bit, and it was kind of funny because it kind of goes into my next subject is there's a place, a resort out here in Palm Springs, SoCal, called EDR. And if you're a listener, you probably heard us about five episodes ago, saying like fuck you EDR.
We were definitely EDR. Saying fuck EDR.
We were hurt. We were damaged.
We were mad.
We were extremely mad because basically what it was EDR has been like our LS like Disney World for the last couple of years, and we've spent Memorial Day there, Labor Day there, 4th of July. You know, we go there off season. It's just been one of our favorite places to go. We've got a lot of great memories. But the owner, for whatever reason, about 8 months ago, decided to, I want to say chase the money. Yeah. And he ripped the LS portion out from underneath us and just turned it into a regular resort. And it was a big surprise. It was like, what the hell? Kind of came out of nowhere. So we took it personally.
Well, first he jerked us around for a while. And
not in a good way.
And not in the way you want to be jerked around. I didn't say jerked off. I said jerked around. And then pulled the rug.
Yes. So, however, about a month ago, we received...
We're forgiving people.
I don't hold grudges.
I do, but I can be forgiving for the right reasons.
Yes. So so we got an email saying, it was like, hey guys, we're back. You know, the abusive girlfriend is back in town. You want to hang out? and we're like, maybe. So basically it looks like I'm not really sure the whole situation yet. I'm still going and I'm dipping my toe in. I'm still nervous about the whole thing, but it looks like they're going back to, at a minimum, clothing optional. And they say LS friendly. Like EDR, it used to be basically the only rule was no sex in the pool or no sex in the water in general. But I mean, you could do poolside everything and shenanigans and everything else outside of that was fine. But I don't know. I'm still getting mixed messages, like if they're going back all the way to old school or if they're just LS friendly, clothing optional. Because they did say they have the mazes back. They're going to have playrooms. But the front page of edrhotel.com still has some mixed messages. Mm. So I actually sent an email to Don, which is, he's kind of big in this area. He's worked at basically all of the LS resorts at one time or another, and everybody kind of knows him as a driving force within the community for these types of resorts. And he was like with EDR and he wasn't. Then last I heard he left EDR when they went vanilla. But from what I understand, Don is back. So that's a good sign because he has.
Guess who's back?
Don back is again. Back. So he's got the right mindset of how to properly do it. So I actually sent an email to management at EDR and asked them to forward it to Don. And I requested to do a podcast interview to
clear up any misconceptions.
Let's clear up. Let's get the air clear.
So our LS community may understand where we're headed.
Because here's the thing is I understand you want your business to make money. And if your business is failing for whatever that reason is, you're going to look elsewhere. How can I monetize this?
Right. But we weren't the problem.
I think the owners, they tried something different. It didn't work. And now they're trying to go back. And there's a lot of people scorned right now.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people in our community, friends, that are just like, no, fuck that place. And very much where we were a handful of episodes ago. So, but at the same time, I do want them to succeed in our world.
Right.
Because we always had a great
time.
We're
not doing it for them. We're doing it for us.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get Don on the phone. I'd love to get him on a podcast just so we can kind of clear the air. Let's figure out, exactly what's going on, what to expect, because July 12th is a foam party. And I personally have every intention on booking there that weekend. But before I pull that trigger, I want to know exactly what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
And if it's just a clothing optional, no play on the pool deck, I'm okay with that. I want to know the rules, and I want to know that, this is for real and this is going to stick around. And I want everybody else that has a vested interest in this to let's all come together and help them succeed and then maybe keep this place around for us. Cause we need these places.
Yeah. Otherwise we're just in our homes.
Yeah, in our own pools, but we don't even have a pool. So that's a problem, is we need a pool. But that being said, there's another place out in Palm Springs called SSR, Secret Springs Resort. And I actually reached out to them too, because this would be a prime time for them to, really step up in the game. Because they're known in the community, but they're not. They're newish, know? So I'd love for them to get a voice on the podcast and kind of tell us more about them. We have not been there personally, so I can't say anything about that, but I'd love to hear what they have to say because they seem like they're flyers, they're event flyers, and I know we have some friends that have been there. Anastasia, she used to be the host for Via Vita and all that stuff. We were talking to her at a party and in messages, and she said she loves the place and she said thumbs up. So I was like, great. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
So I reached out to them trying to get them on the phone. So I got some lines in the water because summer's coming up and I got to have somewhere to pull my wiener out. Speaking of pulling my wiener out, we do have a place here on our side of town called Via Vita.
You don't take a breath.
We have Via Vita, and I can't wait till their summer parties. But they haven't really posted any big summer parties yet. So
yeah.
But as soon as we get there, we will post all of that parties, and we will be at all the events with all the wieners.
Oh my God. So speaking of that weekend, July 12th, now that you've stopped talking... Dr. Feelgood's birthday is that weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I was talking to them at the Cove, and their current plans are SSR.
Yes.
I'm trying to convince them to move it to EDR if EDR is works out. Working out. Because SSR, we do want to try it and we want to go.
Yes.
And definitely, like, that sounds like fun. However, they... From what initially we thought they had no rooms on site. Now I find out they have like 6, which is not big enough for the amount of people we would like to attend said event. So
yes.
I was like, how would you feel about moving it to EDR? Because then all of us could be there and stay on site and we can make it like a really big party. But I don't know. I honestly don't even know what they had planned. Like if they already had a big group of people going. I mean, it sounded like it was still kind of in the works when I was talking to him.
Everything's very preliminary on both of our sides, I think.
Yeah. So I was like, we could combine it and you could have a foam party for your birthday.
Boom.
Boom. So, and everybody can stay on site because they have a lot of rooms at EDR versus 6 at SSR.
Yes.
But anyway, so we were talking about that. So who knows? Maybe Dr. Feelgood will have his birthday.
Maybe.
There. And then... Speaking of him, he at the Cove.
Yes, for the Say Less meet and greet.
He asked me to go dance with him. Mm. And so I was like, okay. And then I'm like, but I'm warning you, I dance like a millennial, like facial expressions and all. Like I make all the mean muggin' faces and I do all the things. And so we were dancing and I was in a shirt that was like a crop top kind of, but it was more like a boob holder, but it was long sleeve. So it kind of gives you a false sense of security. Like you're fully covered because you've got sleeves.
You feel all the fabric on your arm. You're not even thinking about your chest. Or...
So I was dancing and this is a vanilla bar, but we had most of it.
It was over half full of us hooligans.
And I'm dancing and then Dr. Feelgood is a lot taller than me.
Yeah.
So he.
Which is crazy because you're tall.
I'm tall. But he couldn't, so he can't see, like, he couldn't, while we were dancing, I don't think he could see, but basically my top started rising as I was dancing and I didn't realize it. And I went down and felt, and then, like, I kind of thought maybe something. So then I grabbed my boobs and I'm like, oh my God, half my tit is out. Both tits are out.
And a half of your tit is a lot of tit.
It's a lot of tit. So.
It's not like a mild underboob.
It was a serious underboob. And like I was telling someone, I'm like, if my nipples weren't so like high up on my boobs.
Yeah.
Then it would have totally been nipples out if they would have been lower. But so I told him, like, you didn't even tell me. And nobody here told me. And like, why would anyone tell you? No one would. Why would anyone say anything? I would
slap anybody that says, ma'am.
Your tit's out.
Your tit's out. That's just rude.
Yeah. But
we're all looking out for each other, though.
Yeah. Nobody was looking out for me. Because then I was like, okay, I got to keep it at 10 and 2, like that movie Hitch with Will Smith and Kevin James. I'm like, this is how I can't you know, put my hands up. Well, nope, cannot put my hands up
because
they're playing my song.
We had that same issue a while back on one of our Sunday fun days.
Yeah, I was wearing a crop top.
Yeah.
This one was less secure. The crop top I was wearing at Sunday fun day was less secure. It was more hanging crop top.
A t-shirt.
Yeah, it was a t-shirt. So when I jumped around and put my hands up, my tit was out. So somebody was on constant shirt patrol. Ooh, watch. Pulling my shirt down. Well, that's because I was wasted.
Yes.
I think that was the night I threw up.
It was. Speaking of Sunday fun day, Sunday the 4th, this coming weekend here in just a few
days.
May
the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. May prank Fool's Day.
No, it's not.
It's going to happen. I'm going to make it a thing.
No.
It's
not going to be a thing.
We're doing another Sunday fun day, folks. I know it's kind of last minute, but it's on Cassidy. if you're on Cassidy and you want to join our Sweet Side of Life community, you can see all of our like little events that we do in town. And like the bigger events we'll always put here on the podcast, but sometimes we do like little Sunday fun days and stuff that are kind of just random, but they're LS based, but you know, we don't make a big deal. But if you guys are in the area, on Sunday the 4th, we are going to be doing it Sunday Funday style. So you can find all that information.
I don't know why we always say it like it's like a Hot Wheels commercial or something.
Sunday Funday. You actually bought me a t-shirt that says Sunday Funday that I'm going to wear. So
did it come?
Come in tomorrow. So basically, Sunday Funday, this version of it, since football season is not currently going, it's going to start with karaoke, and then it's going to move to a live band, some live music. So if you want the deets, hit me up on my text line, or on our text line.
Sex line.
Well, what was the number again?
I don't remember, and your phone is dead.
You don't have it. 951-226-5261.
You lied. Your phone isn't
dead. It's 1%. So if you want the deets and you're in the SoCal area, Riverside County, shoot us a message and I can give you the deets. But let's see. I think I covered all the biggest things I really wanted to cover. Was there something that you wanted to touch on?
We didn't really talk about anything that we talked about talking about.
Oh, we just freestyled it, baby.
We did.
Yeah. I feel like we have a, pulling back the curtain, we have a notepad on our iPhones because we are both cool iPhone users. People on Android, stop screwing up our group chats, guys. Right? I can't.
Making them green.
I can't do it. But anyways, we have a shared notepad that we just write down random ideas and stuff like that. And we have a whole bunch of a list of random shit that we are planning on getting to tonight.
One we could get to kind of quickly.
Yeah. What's your idea?
How to say no.
How to say no. Yes. One of our friend asked us, they've been in the LS for a while now. And, he was just like, how do you say no? And you just say no. No, you're ugly.
No, you don't say that.
No, you don't ever say that. This is
that's not nice.
No, it's rude. It's, I don't know. I've personally never had a problem saying no.
Yeah, that's, you actually have a strong suit at that.
Yeah.
I have all the problems saying no. But usually, if I'm not with you, it's easy because I just say, oh, just we play together.
Refer to me.
Yeah, I say, oh, we...
go talk to him.
Yeah, and which is true. We do play together, yeah. So it's not a lie. But I'm just like, oh, we play together, so, you know, we have to figure that out or whatever. But, and then when they go figure it out with you, you say no.
My thing here, the thing with us is, you know, we've said it countless times, is we are more about the hang than the bang. And that is very much true. The bangs are fun. They're great. And play's fun. But I mean, you know, when people like want to like go into a whole nother room and make it a whole thing, the vibe for us has to be very right.
Yeah.
And more often than not, it's not.
Right.
For whatever reason. It's, you know, most of the time it literally has nothing to do with the particular couple or whatever. It's just, we're busy doing something or we're talking to people, because at a lot of the events we go to, we kind of are semi-hosty. Like we go around and we greet people and we're kind of busy. Yeah.
Well, you have a whole thing about you hate seeing someone like in a corner, like,
yeah,
not enjoying themselves. And you try people. To, yeah, you try to bring people in. So you're running around doing all that.
That has backfired only once so bad. We were at a lust party many, many, many months ago. And there was this couple, they were sitting at a table and they looked terrified. I was watching them from afar and I'm like, I'm going to be, you know, let me go talk to them. And I walked up, I'm like, hey guys, are you new here? And they looked at me, they gave me a stank eye. They looked like I stole their lunch money. And they looked at me, go, no, we're waiting on somebody. I was like, enough said. Just kind of walked. Bye-bye. I was kind of like, well, while you're waiting, would you like to have a enthralling conversation? No, they didn't want nothing to do with my face.
Nothing to do with you.
I don't know. It could have been like the fact I was probably wearing underwear or something. I don't know.
A stupid shirt
that said stupid shit on it. But I didn't let that deter me.
No.
So, in fact, I still go out on my way.
So I think it takes somebody, it probably takes a good amount of like courage.
Yeah.
For somebody to ask, you know, if 100%. You want to hook up or whatever. So I think you have to definitely be kind, but be direct.
Yeah.
Because you can be caught in like this whole like not now type of thing. Like I've seen people say, oh, not tonight or whatever. But then if they're really interested, they're just going to chase you on Cassidy and be everywhere you are and like find you. You know,
that's so kind of my approach, though. Normally I say, no, we're good right now.
Yeah.
And I don't say, no, we have zero interest in you. Yeah. Get out of my view, you know, you know. So I always try to be nice and pleasant about it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like almost what I would say is, you know, no, we're good right now. And then it does open it up for later if they want to. But then, I mean, if we're truly not interested, then the same answer is going to come out then. Right. And then it's up to that person to, well, do you take this the information and file it away as not interested? Or does that mean let's turn it up?
Yeah.
And then,
let's go harder.
At some point, you know, we've never been there where I've had to be like forceful.
I mean, too, like there's a certain, like they're not people. Those are not the people we're going to like fully engage with either.
Yeah.
If we're truly not interested.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like we'll engage at a party.
Yeah. But
like, we're not going to be like, yeah, let's exchange phone numbers and let's do all of these things and let's, you know, come like respond in text when they've texted us or whatever, if they've gotten our number or whatever the case may be, or if they message us on Cassidy. So I think, I don't want to say ghosting, but saying no, thank you. The vibe isn't there. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling the vibe, or you're a great, like, you guys are awesome, but.
See, I don't even think you have to go that far.
Yeah.
My job is to be nice at all times, but firm.
Yeah.
And it's coming from their side, like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
1,000% of the shots you don't take.
1,100 of the shots you don't take. I'm gonna keep going. I got all night, babe.
Infinity.
And apparently got a lot of energy
right
now.
Infinity of the shots you don't take.
So, yeah. So, basically, so how do you say no? You just say no.
I think you just have to learn to say no. And it takes practice.
And here the problem is the person that's asking this question, he is one of the most friendliest people in the world that we have ever met. He's I could see how it might be hard for him to throttle it down and say no, because his actions are just so friendly that it's very easy to, you know, misconstrue maybe what he's actually vibing. But
right.
Yeah, so that's it.
And how do you accept no as an answer?
With grace.
Yeah.
I've been told no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it with the vet couple. I still have yet to kiss her.
Yeah.
And she I think she was probably one of the first people to tell me no in a very direct way.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Because the thing is, I'm not here trying to, you know, get a relationship that's going to be my life.
Right.
I'm just here for a good time, you know? And I want the other person that is on the other side of that question or whatever it is to also be there for a good time. And if what I'm proposing to you isn't a good time, then please tell me no.
Right.
And like, we can be friends. Like, we're friends with them. At some point, I'm going to kiss her. I guarantee it. We have made strides. At one of the last times we hung out, we had made strides. Her nipples were in my mouth, and it's getting there. It's only a matter of time.
So you're that guy who takes no and is like, it just means later.
Exactly. I'm patient.
I won't get there. I am a patient man.
There's definitely been some looks that tells me, oh, that's a hell no. Like, no. She does not want none of this. And that I've given up on that. Like, I'm good. Like, I understand. I know that look. But there is one couple we are friends with right now that are confusing the hell out of us.
Yeah.
And we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I know some of our other friends are going to be like, who is it?
Right, We're not going to tell you.
So, basically just boils down to be respectful.
Yeah, on both sides of it. Be gracious.
Be gracious.
Be as kind as possible without leading on, I would say. Be as direct and kind as possible.
Yes. Because I would much rather hear, like, oh, no, thank you, with a smile, just, okay, got it. Like,
yeah.
Boom, done. Yeah. And then, and just say maybe later. If you're not feeling it at the time,
right.
You could literally just say, now's not a good time. Hey, let's talk later. Or let's exchange numbers and then, you know, send me booby pics or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So
from some of the stuff I hear is like some people go to these clubs and then they probably don't, again, going back to what I said earlier, they don't see these people again.
Yes.
You know, so it's probably easier to say no in that situation, maybe, yeah, and to accept it, I guess, because it's like, I'm never going to see this person again.
Yeah.
It may be a little bit harder in like a group of people who you kind of constantly run into, which is more our scenario,
yeah,
where we are constantly running into a lot of the same people. We meet a ton of new people, but we do run into a lot of the same people.
Mm.
So
that was very profound.
I think, well, we do. I mean, there is like, we do go places. I'm not saying like we're so like connected with whatever, we're just our group of friends. But again, going back to the community is actually a lot smaller than people think.
Yeah.
That it's definitely important to be kind and be, because you don't want to be known as like the bitchy couple or like the rude ones, yeah, or yeah, like. Yeah. Whatever. So
that word goes out and then,
yeah,
you become,
and then nobody wants, then people you are interested don't want to,
they won't even like with interact you. With you,
yeah,
because they, if they might have a fear of rejection, and if you're known to be,
yeah,
dicks,
yeah,
they're like, well, I don't want to talk to them. I don't, yeah, want them to be dicks to me. And
plus I think sometimes too, like you said, like we're more here for the hang than the bang, but that doesn't mean that bang won't happen. But also we're a slow burn.
Yeah.
And I think that, so to say no, not right now is probably pretty truthful because, yeah, you know, there's, in a lot of cases, there's likely a chance, but we're just not probably those people who are going to go like immediately back to a room, yeah, seconds after meeting you and, you know, fuck, like that's probably not, I mean, I'll probably suck your dick, but.
I mean, it has happened like that. It has happened. And
I mean, there's scenarios where it's happened, but exactly, it's just not our, it's not like, it's if, not we our, if we took all of our scenarios together, our, yeah, protocol, it's probably a small percentage of them. So I think putting it out there of like, no, not tonight or not right now, or, you know, no, thank you for now. I don't know. It is hard to say no, and it's hard to be told no.
Yeah. I'm good with both, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I've been told no so many times in my life before this LS journey, so I'm kind of used to it. You were one of the few that said, sure, why not?
And it took a while.
It took a long time, yeah. A lot of flowers.
A lot of flowers.
Just a little bit of Bill Cosby.
Speaking of our anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So,
this will be 24 years, no, 23 years together.
Together or married?
Together. Married 16.
Oh, yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Fucking other people.
All right. I couldn't think of anything for me to say.
I just made you speechless.
Well, it is true, though, because you're fucking other people on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, here we are.
Here we are.
So if you want to pencil yourself in for our anniversary, I'll let you know where we're going to be. Send me a sext.
Dead. That's funny.
So anyways, I think we're going to call it.
We touched on one thing.
We touched on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I think one of the next episodes, again, I want to do the podcast thing. It's podcast spotlight. And then one of the other things we want to talk about
is... I feel like you could just do that one by yourself.
Nobody wants to hear just me.
Obviously.
So one of the other topics we want to discuss is the struggle of the four-way connection.
Mm-hmm.
And how we haven't really struggled with it.
Mm-mm.
We hear a lot about it, or I hear a lot about it on a lot of podcasts.
Well, it's because our perspective is different.
How so?
Are we going to just talk about it now?
I just answered this question really quick. How is our perspective just different?
Because, well, I don't know if it's different, but our perspective lends itself to not requiring like all boxes checked, right?
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. That's a teaser, folks. Sounds exciting, right? So make sure you tune in for the next one because you're going to get more of that. That was riveting.
Riveting. Boxes checked. Hang all for the bang.
Ooh.
Bang, hang.
Bang the hang. Hang the bang. The bang. So that's right, folks. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, Mr. and Mrs. Sweets, which apparently is not our real name. Boo, 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 boo. All right, folks. I think we're going to be out. See y'all next time.
See some of y'all on Sunday Funday.
Sunday Funday. You know where to go.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too. Bye. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.